Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN.
All right, Mike's on a Monday evening. Take you right up until 6:30. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Brought to you by those who drink it, as always is the case, as we take you right through the half hour. And, you know, two things. One, the NHL deadline. And I'm not going to tell you about the player that the Islanders got, because I don't know anything about him. But I do know that I sat with Lou right before Christmas, and he told me, I need an upfront guy who can make a big difference with this team. And I've been waiting for him to make that deal. He took it right to the edge. Hopefully he got that guy. He got a guy that I'm just, you know, looking at the scouting report on the guy who's, you know, can score goals. He plays special teams, two-way center, blah, blah, blah. So hopefully they got the right, they gave a lot for him. So hopefully they got a guy who can make a difference. Okay. And, you know, no one's better at Lou at doing that. They could use it right now, so hopefully they did. And I'm glad that Kreider stayed. I had been in Kreider's company a couple times through the years. He actually sat in front of me at the Mass for the Pope. He took his grandmother. He sat right in front of my wife and I the day they had the Pope said Mass at Madison Square Garden. So that's the last time I think I saw him. But I'm glad he stayed and got his deal. He's playing really well right now, so good for him. I know the Rangers had a little deal with an accident. Hopefully the players are okay. So, and looks like they're moving in the right direction with what they have. So it won't be this year, but looks like they're moving in the right direction. The Yankees will put Cole on the mound tonight, and somebody sent me the Cole article that Sherman did where he spoke to Cole about a lot of things. And a couple of things that jumped out at me. Number one, you're told in that article about how, you know, unbelievably cerebral Cole is, okay? You know, we know how talented he is physically. We know what kind of arm he has. That's how he got the money he got. But also that you know, he has a fervor for information. It began at a very young age, blah, blah, blah. He and his father, you know, charting pitches, putting them on the computer, doing it, studying workload, studying, you know, all different things on the Excel spreadsheet, studying everything they did. This began an infatuation with optimizing skill with knowledge, about how Cole, first-year pitching coach Matt Blake says no pitcher has watched more bullpen sessions to pick up tips. Cole has quizzed Yankee hitters on their approach against him to better understand the batter's mindsets. He has devoured the Yankees' analytics. He has tried to get every kernel of information. He's aware of everything that goes on. But this same player told you he had no knowledge, that he never noticed anything about the Astros, even though the Astros were reportedly still selling signs into 18 and he was there. He knew nothing about that, said he never saw it. So here's a guy who they're raving about here that sees and hears everything. But amazingly, he didn't see any of that. Isn't that amazing that that happened? It really is just startling how that happened that way. So here's a guy who they are, the whole article is about how bright he is, how exceptionally bright he is. He tells you in the article how bright he is, how amazingly bright he is, how amazingly aware he is, how he gets every kernel of information from everywhere, never misses anything from anybody, foe, teammate, any situation. But when asked about the sign stealing, says he had no knowledge of anything like what's going on. Boy, imagine how that got by him. I'm sure he has spent a lot of time figuring out how that just got by him because, you know, someone this aware, someone with this incredible brain power, it's amazing that he didn't see anything. I tell you, he better, with some of the comments he makes, he better pitch well. First of all, he's getting paid a lot of money, so there's going to be some pressure on him. And I know it's been everything about him has been very positive so far. Everyone has raved about him, raved about him wanting to be here, the whole thing with he wanted to be a Yankee his whole life, the whole thing about the ban, you know, the sign, the banner, the whole thing, the controversy with the whole thing that he, you know, made the banner, the whole thing. All right. But the idea was that this is a guy who has not only taken it to the next level as a pitcher, but has also done it as a student of the game. Okay? I think so, Cole said when asked if he was more curious than most pitchers. But I also can articulate it. It makes sense to me. Some people, this overwhelms them. So it would be smarter for them not to waste their time on it. Man. And with Cole, okay, with that, Cole took the most expensive right arm ever and points to the head he is jamming to get his baseball PhD, doctor of pitching. I got a lot of stuff going on in here, so I need to feed the animal a little bit. Mike Mussina was not a very popular player because he was not considered one of the boys because he thought he was smarter than most players, and he was. He's a Stanford guy. He used to do the New York Times crossword puzzle, which is not something most baseball players do. Okay. Cole here, I mean, it almost sounds that he thinks he's smarter than everybody. So this is going to be very interesting to watch, especially if early on here you have a guy here where everything has been positive. I mean, everybody around the team has said wonderful things about him. He has been welcomed with open arms. He has not been pressed at all on the, even though he has given you ridiculous answers on the Astros, he has not been pressed on that at all. You have had players on the team say they think the Astros were cheating last year, but they leave Cole out of it. Like he wasn't part of it. Oh, yeah, well, I'm not talking about Cole, I'm talking about the rest of the Astros. Oh, okay, I got it. So the Astros cheated. They were cheating last year, I know it, as some of the Yankees have attested, but none of that has to do with Cole. And then Cole comes up with the fact and tells you about how brilliant he is and how he doesn't miss anything. And the Yankees tell you how this guy turns everything upside down to get every kernel of information, notices everything, is prepared, his mind is just an incredible machine, except he didn't see anything that went on in Houston. He has maintained he has no knowledge of anything that went on. So either he's not as smart as he portrays himself, or he is not telling you the truth about what went on in Houston. You can make your own decisions. But when he talks about how some people, this overwhelms them, so it would be smarter for them not to waste their time on it. He's talking about pitching here. Okay, pitching. There have been some pretty good guys pretty guy who might not have been the smartest old boys, who could take the ball and throw it by you without thinking a whole lot about it. They took it, and they just threw it right past you. That's what they decided to do. They didn't outthink you. What they did is they just took the ball and threw it right by you. And we're pretty successful doing it. So there's more than one way to play this game, okay? And, you know, as we know, one of the greatest players who ever played it said, you know what? They hit it, I catch it. They pitch it, I hit it. And that was his theory on baseball. So, I mean, it wasn't any more complicated than that. Here, you're talking about a guy who wants to tell you that he's not only the smartest man in the room, he's the smartest man on the planet. Okay? Except if it says something he doesn't want to see. So in the middle of that, I wonder when they're talking about all this amazing brain power and all this preparation and the amazing stuff that they've seen from already, how he didn't see one iota of what was going on in Houston back after this. I'll get to your calls in a minute. You're hearing that there is great division among the player ranks about whether or not they want to go to 17 games, whether or not they want to give the owners a easy move on the new CBA and approve the things we're talking about. And there's certain things in there they obviously are going to try to push, including revenue from playoff games, revenue from gambling revenues that they get to share in the gambling revenues. The NFL Player Association has always been embarrassed in their negotiations, mainly because they've never been unified and they've never been structured. They've never had the war chest. They've never been in a position where their players won't walk across for game checks. And you have to have that where your group won't break and has to have a real threat that they'll go out. The owners don't think the players will stay out. And a lot of the star players haven't stayed out. Their lifestyle didn't lend them to stay out. Some guys just basically were going to come over. And some of the stars were big to come across because they want their money. So that was a huge problem. They are at the best place they've ever been in because the owners have their tongues out. The owners want this and they want it now. Why? Because the owners want that 17-game slate. They want to create a new wild card package. They want to create a new international game package that any of the games played outside the United States are all going to be a separate package. They want to create another separate package. And also because of what's going on in the world of media, there's a good chance the Sunday ticket will move and change hands. They're going to tweak the Sunday ticket and sell it. So they're talking about getting this done. They can't move on this stuff until they get it approved by the players because the players are involved in all this stuff. And until they get the schedule and the postseason schedule and the new 17-game schedule and the other stuff all ratified by the players, because it's all has to do with game stuff, so it has to do with work conditions. They can't move on the networks, and that's what they want. They want a lockdown now, and there's talk of keeping, and the NFL has always been very smart on keeping their partners in. So they want to keep the same people, Disney, Fox, CBS, Viacom, okay, NBC, keep them all in, and then sprinkle in some new players. Amazon again, but Amazon in a bigger way. There's a lot of talk about YouTube coming in. There's talk of ESPN Plus coming in, taking its own digital package. And you're talking about their plan, which the players have to realize this is there. Their plan is to take this from $7.5 million to $15 million in the next negotiation, their TV rights, from $7.5 to $15 billion a year. So they're looking to jump it 100%. And they probably will, because the NFL is the single most important, in a world where content is king, it's the single most important content out there. The Olympics is too, but the Olympics doesn't happen very often, where you have unscripted, live action, real time, live, and unscripted. And that's what you get. And then you get it from all sports, but you get it from the NFL, which is king. And that's why the talk of, think about it. The NFL isn't worried about getting a bump. They're talking about doubling their revenues. But they can't do it without the players. And that's why if the players give in this time and don't make this negotiation outrageously hard for the owners, or at least don't get everything they want beforehand. And I'm talking about getting serious representation in the gambling revenue. I'm talking about getting at least 40% of that money. Talking about getting playoff money for the first time, serious playoff money. And then realizing how much, and getting the jobs up in all areas, getting more freedom in all the different areas of having freedom to come off the injured reserve list, adding practice players, adding the size of rosters, getting much better benefits in the medical, getting less years in the pension to hit the big money in the pension, all that stuff, okay? And incredible life insurance stuff for families that players die young. All that should be there for a league that's revenues are going to grow so incredibly in terms of these TV stuff. Think about it. They can't wait to get this. They know they want to strike now because you know why? Because right now, as everybody gets into this new world of digital, with 5G coming and digital and streaming and everything, just like in the world of Hollywood, where if you can write a script right now, you can sell. It's unbelievable. I know guys that work in the movie business. They've never been busier in their lives than they are right now. Because there is just a thirst. There is an incredible need for content in the movies and in all content. And the number one content that's king is the NFL. So they want to strike right now, but they can't strike without the players. And the players should realize they have them where they want them for the first time ever. Let's see if they're smart enough to bring it home. They've never been smart enough and tough enough and committed enough to get the deal they need. This is the first time. Let's see if they are. They've said the right things. Watt said the right thing, and I'm not the biggest Watt fan, but Watt was right on the money with what he said. The executive council of the players said the right thing. They should back it down and slow play this because the owners don't want to slow play it. They want to get to the negotiating table right now. Because the money is there. Amazon has it. Google has it. Apple has it. Disney has it. Comcast has it. Even CBS Viacom, which is hurting right now, has got it. NBC, of course, that's Comcast. They got it. They all have it. They're willing to pay for their packages, and they're willing to pay for the new packages, and you got new players ready to pay for the new packages. And you're talking about doubling their money, and you're talking about billions. You're talking about going from 7.5 to 15 billion in rights fees in 1 year on a deal, doubling your money. Man, how unbelievable is that? That's why they can't wait to get to the table, and that's why they're trying to put this. If you notice, why are the owners moving so fast? They're moving so fast because that's sitting there. That pot of gold is sitting there, and they want it right now. So the players better realize it's sitting there. And realize the owners can't do it without them. So get theirs this time. Come away feeling like we pushed everything we could push. Because you have gotten beat up at that table every single time. And then they laugh at you afterwards. Let's see what happens this time. Because the negotiations never are fair. They always, always tilt enormously towards the NFL Management Council and the owners. Anthony Freehold, go ahead, Anthony. What's up?
Good. It looks like every day.
What's happening, Anthony?
I agree with what you say, right? So I understand on the one side he's, you know, the smartest guy in the world, but what choice do you really think he has? Of course he's lying, right? What's he going to do? Is he going to sell out his old teammates? How would that look? So what's your perspective around that?
My point is he could say it went on. He could say I'm a pitcher. I didn't hit. But to think that we're dumb enough that we don't think he saw what was going on, I think is a crazy answer. I really believe I believe that. I think you can say, hey, I was a pitcher. I didn't spend a whole lot of time around it. I know there was stuff going on, okay? Maybe say what Verlander said. At least Verlander said, I should have been more upfront about it. I should have paid more attention to it. I'm not a hitter, so I didn't pay that much attention. I knew it was going on. I should have said something. At least that's a more genuine answer. Then yeah, I'm the smartest guy in the world. I don't miss anything. I'm the most prepared person in the world. I didn't see anything. So wait a second. How does it wash? How can you sell the guy that the guy's the smartest guy in the world, but he didn't see what was going on right in front of his nose? So I don't think you can have it both ways. That would be my point. I think your point's a fair one. I'm not asking him to tell us what happened and who did what. We're never going to hear the details. And I think some people want those details. I think they really do. I think they want to hear those details. Okay, plus baseball is complicit in this because if they didn't put all this equipment out there and create this equipment in places where it shouldn't have been, this never would have happened. So baseball basically, I agree exactly what Gita said is what I've been saying for weeks. Players will take any advantage they can because their whole motivation is performance. You have to know that going in. They're trained to do that. They're pushed to do that. They're basically brought up to do that. And then you put cameras there that haven't been there before. They're going to fool around with them. That's all there is to it. So baseball is partially to blame for this, but they took it to a whole new level. Gary in Newark, what's up, Gary?
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking the call. My question is this. Is any player who is indignant about having been cheated, if they were on the Astros, would they have been big enough to say, hey, this is going on, it's got to stop and blow the whistle? And if they weren't willing to do that, then they really can't complain if they were cheated.
Wait, are you asking me if any of the opponents knew?
No, I'm saying that anybody who played on that team.
Right. No one's going to blow. Listen, nobody's going to blow the whistle on their own team. That's not going to happen. These guys are conditioned to do anything they can to win the game. What people don't realize is people are comparing this, and I shouldn't do this at the end of the show because I don't have time to get through all of it. And thanks for the call. But the point is that people compare this to what goes on in youth sports and everything else. Remember, this is their livelihood. This is how they feed their families. This is their careers. Everything they do is based on them getting any edge they can. And any edge has always been okay. Whatever they come up with. Because that's the idea, is to win. To win. That's the idea. Perform well and win. Is there a limit to it? Yes, this was institutional. That's why this was so bad. And that's why they needed cameras to be placed illegally. That's why it came down to a club's issue. And that's why management paid the price. Because the players couldn't do that on their own. It could not be done without it being condoned by management. And management had to be part of it. Otherwise, it could not be put in place. That is why they are out of baseball. That's why the organization got hit, and that's why the players didn't. Because the players didn't have the authority to do this on their own. The players will always take any edge they can get. That's why management has always got to be there to make sure they don't take the wrong ones or do anything that is too outlandish. And this was a case of it being too outlandish. And using technology illegally. And that's why the guys who were involved and who put this in place are out of baseball. For that reason. Because they went too far. Players couldn't have done that without management. And without management agreeing to it. That's why those guys are out. And that's why the players didn't get hit. Because of the fact that they are not in charge of those decisions. It could not have been done without it being condoned by the manager and the general manager. We will see you tomorrow as we get to 6:30. Casamigos Tequila, as always, brings you the program brought to you by those who drink it. We will see you tomorrow.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.